Good morning, everyone. It is day 7 on our journey, and this one is labeled trust. Restful one, I call your spirit to attention in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Listen with God's word for your spirit. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Isaiah 26, 3 through 4. The word trust is very significant in the Old Testament. It's not an act of your will where you choose to risk something, but it is a profound emotional confidence in which you are completely expecting things to be right. It is like the trust that you felt in the womb as you listened to your mother's heartbeat. You heard the thumping on a regular basis, your body vibrating with a rushing sound of the blood as her heart pumped. You trusted in your mother's heart, for it continued to beat minute after minute, day after day, and you had complete emotional confidence in it. That is what your father wants you to experience with him. He wants you to experience so much of his faithfulness that you are emotionally at peace in him. There is a time and a place for risking on God as an act of faith, even when your emotions don't agree. But it is far greater, a more wonderful, special gift for you to trust and be truly at peace with what your father is going to do and what he has called you to do. So, restful one, since this is God's will, and since this is your birthright, I bless you with having perfect peace that comes from trusting in the Lord. I bless you with experiencing your Father's faithfulness, his faithful love towards you, even when others do not love you or do not consider you lovely. I bless you with experiencing his love, for your emotions to be aware, to know, to savor, to feel, to relish the love that your Father expresses to you, towards you. I bless you with experiencing that so often that you can never doubt your Father's love. I bless you with experiencing your Father's faithfulness in providing for you. Your needs change, and your provision will come from many different sources. I bless you with seeing your Father provide again and again so that you can have complete emotional confidence that he will provide your daily bread. I bless you with having perfect peace at your Father's communication with you. He will speak at times through his word very clearly and personally to you. At times, he will be silent, and even his word will seem closed and dry. But I bless you with perfect confidence in perfect peace during the silence of God as you stand on the things he has said to you in the past. I bless you with no anxiety in the present because God has spoken so richly in the past. I bless you with the surety of knowing that he will speak again at the right time and the right place, that you will hear clearly what you need to hear at the right time to make the right decisions. I bless you, restful one, with feeling perfect peace over the timing of God in all things. I bless you with experiencing your Father's supernatural timing over and over for you to savor deep in your spirit his faithfulness in being, providing, arriving, communicating, and changing things at exactly the right time. I bless you with having your mind steadfast on the memories of God's past faithfulness, so that when you come up against what appears to be a crisis situation where he has not moved yet, you will have perfect peace that he will move at exactly the right time because you have experienced his timely faithfulness in the past. I bless you, restful one, with seeing where your Father has protected you. I bless you with perfect peace because you trust in your Father's protection of you. I bless you with experiencing his protection in the danger that comes near but does not touch you. I bless you with firsthand knowledge of your Father's infinite creativity in rescuing you from harm. I bless you with having your eyes open to see circumstances and situations where the enemy set a trap that you didn't see. Your Father, in his infinite wisdom and power, removed the trap before you were aware of it. I bless you with growing experiences as his protection, as he's protecting your spirit, your soul, your body, and the call upon your life. I bless you with seeing so much of his protection that you will trust him as implicitly as you trust your mother's heartbeat. I bless you, restful one, with having a mind that is set on Christ, who offers the peace. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Honestly, Lord, I don't have much to add to that, but I pray, Lord, that if any of this is stirred for anyone on this call to worry that part of their training is the including and removing of your word and your presence from their life to train them to be able to rely on you in a way, even when they can't see it, that they would be put to rest. I firmly believe, Lord, that your desire is to be there so often that we come to rely on you in such a concrete way that we then don't worry when we don't. We don't worry that our mother's not going to come back home when she leaves the room, you know, when we're born, that we cry that she's not going to answer. If that makes sense. I'm thinking of a story that Graham Cook, I heard him say once, Lord, where it was that he had been betrayed so many times in life by people, stolen, you know, betrayed, swindled, etc. But he had come to such a trust in you that trust in people became almost immaterial. So he was very trusting. But his trust that he put, where he placed his trust was in you. I was also struck, Lord, as I began reading this, of I remember the kind of the season where I was set on fire. I've thought about this a lot recently. And there was this sense that I would pray the house down. Now, some would say this is the immature part of our journey and our faith with the Lord, but there's a place where I knew, I believed that every prayer that I prayed was significant. I had no doubt. I had zero doubt. I was almost bulletproof to the fact that you were going to do something, not because you worked for me, but because I was doing my best to pray in faith what I believed that you were asking. And then over time, for most of us, that seems to wane. We put, you know, some grains of salt. And then we miss that place of complete belief where we're to be like a child. Lord, I pray for the childlikeness to come upon each and every person here so that they can pray at you, knowing you, that childlikeness, that childlike faith, to know, to leap off the edge of the bed, trusting that their father is going to catch them. It doesn't even occur to them that they may not. That we would have that place again in our life where we would be so surrendered and so trusted of you that we can leap without worry and calculations, where the history of our life and the things that have happened to us don't become our teachers. That, Lord, you are our rabbi. Our history is not our teacher. You are. So I pray, Lord, in alignment with this, for a complete and utter trust in you, who you are, your character, your nature. And when we're faced with decisions, when we're faced with things, that our decisions would really come based upon who you are in your character and your nature, and not humanity or our past experiences or what we would do if we were you, and thank the Lord that you aren't us, that your ways aren't our ways, that they're so much higher, because I would have probably erased me from the map a long time ago if I had been someone else. So, Lord, I pray today that there be an expansion of the capacity to completely, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in our soul, to be surrendered into a place of complete trust in you and who you are. And for some, it's a new door. It's going to be challenging because there's been so little consistent trust and security offered. And for those, I'm so sorry. I pray, Lord, you would heal all the broken fences, the broken words, the broken trusts. And for some, it's getting back to that place. And the reality for all of us, since he knew us before the foundations of the earth, it's all of us getting back to an understanding of who he is, that we can trust him. Lord, I pray today that you would give us the capacity to do it. Wherever we are, that you would meet us. We bless you and we love you in Jesus' name.